Okay, then we have the next scene. Pilar appears lying there in his old bed. And then he's like, you really mean this? He's like now having this vision of all these worlds existing here at once as a big, beautiful tree or something. And yes, you can climb around there and you can really get out on your own adventures if you like. But no matter where you are or what you do, we're always here together in this beautiful world. If you want to be in Vrindavan, that's where you go. To go to Mathura, then you go to Mathura. And he's like, I just want to try to show this scene, lying there and seeing all these different, how to show this, I don't know. We're talking anime, 2D animation. All these worlds at once, so to speak. And how he's free. To go, to be whatever and wherever you want to. And wow. Just lying and go, wow. And he still has, it's like he's trying to grasp and understand it, but it's still too thick. And then you see him in that scene there around above him, not looking down, but being there as supporters. All these angels are, they used to be his old relatives and friends who passed over to that other side. And they're all there cheering on, you know, because they like to just look at what's going on down there. Burloka. And they're like, some light coming from them down there, and they're like, yes, yes, that's what we're trying to show you. Yeah, wake up. So they're really like trying, and he's down there in that, those thicker gunas trying to, we can show. I even had some visual idea for that. I don't know. This kind of, now you're into the physical world as if that was real, right? And then it goes like, and there's a little, maybe both sound and visual, not spiraling, it shouldn't be too cliche, but some kind of effect of that in space just twirling a little bit, and then you see outside of it. Or a higher level. So these kind of little things that just switch between locus dimensions, so to speak. Because that's the idea of this story. The story. Which we're not talking about the POF.